morning bright and early, the bard was nowhere found. The town was quiet as a church, no one dared make a sound. The jester rode into the town, no one dared even think. He stopped into the tavern and he got himself a drink. At noon the jester stepped outside, the sun was shining bright. The jester said, "I knew he'd run, this town is mine tonight. My noon, it seems, is higher than yours," rang out in a voice so clear. So the jester stopped and turned around, and he then began to fear. The bard jumped lightly to the ground, the subject had been set. So the jester steeled his voice, and he said, a bet, I have a sage to visit about your comment on the time." The bard replied, "Let's spice things up in a wicked-sounding rhyme." The jester shot back quickly, "Are those cloven hooves you wear?" "Why, no, but if you're interested, there's a sheep right over there." The bard thus scored the first real blow, and he thought he might have won. But the jester said, "I wouldn't," and the pun fight had begun. The grown men would run, and the children would hide. The women would faint to the ground. He had bells on his shoes, a baton at his side, and they feared when the jester came to town. With his eyes shining dark, the jester made his mark. He'd a face white as death all around. He'd a wit sharp as knives, and they'd run for their lives, for they feared when the jester came to town.